This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for June 30th, episode 945, brought to you today by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, Horse World.
It's Monday.
Monday is my favorite time of year.
This is Horses in the Morning with your lovable hosts, Jamie Jennings.
I am the queen. You listen to me.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it that I'm popular.
Glenn the Geek.
You look especially radiant today, Your Grace.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Glenn, I just have to tell you that I won the lottery with my choice of husband. I married
You had me excited there for a minute. I mean, the lottery.
Well, we're still working on the other lottery, but it was a touchdown. Okay. I'll change it to touchdown to marry the husband.
Okay, there you go.
Because he just has... He dove headfirst into this whole horse thing, and he just, you know, he took where I am, and he just goes further. Because now that we have this new horse trailer, this bigger horse trailer that we had to get the living quarters because we didn't have room for the baby in the horse trailer, now he wants a bigger truck. And he's been, he's a fighter pilot. Like, he does everything really slow and methodical, and he's been looking for a truck for, like, a year and a half. What does he want? He wants a long bed dually. Like, he doesn't just want we have a 2500. He wants a 3500. We have four wheels. He wants six. Like, you know, he just wants to step it up a little bit more. So he actually finally found one online. He test drove one yesterday, and he's serious. So we were at the dealership yesterday, and, of course, I can't go on the test drive because what am I going to do, install a baby seat in a test drive vehicle? So I sat back at the dealership, and while he was driving it, I typed in a review, and I just thought all of our horse friends would appreciate this. Of course, it's a 3500 Dodge Ram, and I put in to get reviews on this particular truck to make sure there wasn't anything that stood out. So he's driving it, and I'm reading this, and once I read it to him when I got back, he is, like, even more sold. So I'm going to read you guys the review of the Dodge Ram that I looked up yesterday. Just a snippet, because this, to me, embodies all of our horse chickness. Like, horse chicks, they should have put them in this ad. Okay, here it goes. Lots of people who drive pickup trucks don't really need them. Whether it's because they fancy themselves the next Kenny Chesney, Or relish the idea of helping friends move. We don't know. But, excuse me, but they typically drive half-ton trucks. When it comes to driving a heavy-duty dually, only non-posers need apply. Piloting, this is like on a real website, piloting one of these massive brutes as your daily driver around suburbia, or worse yet, the city, makes about as much sense as using a carnival cruise ship as a fishing boat. However,
that's pretty good.
However, for buyers who need a truck with immense capabilities, the Dodge Ram 3500 makes perfect sense. I was like, this is the greatest selling ad ever for getting a big truck. Because it's true. The people that you know that have trucks, that don't have horses, all they do is help friends move. Like, hey, man, I got to move a refrigerator. Can you bring your truck over?
That's right. exactly so
true.
Right. That's so true.
I loved it. And after I read that to Chad, he is like, full wholesale, we got to get the truck because we're not posers. And we need massive capabilities. So just wanted to let you guys know what's going on. He's found one. He's going to go after the show this morning and go test drive it.
Now, is he going to go full out ghetto mode and get the wheels and everything, you know, the spinners and...
Well, Glenn, I doubt he's going to get the spinners. nor the purple lights that go underneath it. That was an Atlanta thing. But we are in the market for used dualies, so we're not like building, you know, a fresh one from scratch. However, I think that obviously we need to make it a low rider, and obviously we need some big speakers in the back for gate towing. Hey, we need some giant speakers so we can blast the rap music that we listen to.
Now,
God,
is
so
there
going
to be a fight as he leaves for work in the morning and hops into the truck because he wants to be cool pulling onto base? I mean, and using your truck every day.
Well, we have the problem now. We've got a car and a truck, and you know, the car's his and the truck's mine. So I'm assuming that roles are going to reverse because I didn't really want a long bed dually. I'm practical. I'm like, you know, we got a big enough truck with a 2500, but no, he wants a dually. So I think he will be driving it because lifting a baby seat in and out of a giant 3500 dually is not my idea of fun. So there you go, buddy.
Yeah, do you know how many parking spaces that's going to take at Walmart?
Oh, my God. I know. I'm like, honey, when you park at a grocery store, you just have to park at the end. Just go all the way at the back.
That's true.
Because you ain't going to, like, zip around for the Rockstar parking. It's never going to happen ever again.
You're not even going to fit into the Dollar General store. Don't even go in
oh,
there.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no.
You don't
no,
see
don't
too
even.
Many of the long bed dualies anymore. You know, everybody's getting the short beds, especially if you get the full cab. You know, they get the short beds because they're like 85 feet long.
I know. And now, Glenn, they have the mega cab. I'm learning so much about freaking trucks. The mega cab only comes with the short bed, but you can still get the quad cab and the crew cab, which, by the way, after a certain year, it just goes to crew cab. There's no more quad cab. And that's the 8-foot bed if you want it. But mega cab only comes with the 6-8 bed. My God, I've learned too much about trucks. But... Good luck,
but you might have a new toy soon.
I know. Kind of cool. I've never driven a boat, so we'll see how it goes.
Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
On today's Omega Alpha Monday edition, we're off to the races first thing this week as we talk to the upcoming documentary Behind the Gate, executive producers Mark and Daryl Angiardino, and then kicking up the audience participation factor. This Monday, Gina Morenick from Portage, Wisconsin, sits in the hot seat for this month's listener highlight. And then rolling the final credits, the Wacky World of Horse Nation. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Time for Daily Listen. My daily winning goes out to Denise and Bill. Why Denise and Bill? Because they're listeners of ours. Who took us out to dinner last night? They it was nice. They had lived in the Carolinas and had thought about moving to Ocala. So what happened was after hearing us talk about Ocala, after we moved here, they decided to move, and they, as of about a month ago, moved down here, bought a place, had a little farm for 7 horses because she's a collector too. Just like you, Jamie. And of those 7 horses, she said about 2 of them you can actually ride. So she is just like you.
Hey, mine are foster. I foster at least 1. I have 7, but 1 is a foster, by God. I'm 1 up on
you. Yeah, we all know. But they're super nice people, and they took us out to dinner, and we thank them for that. And we welcome them to Ocala, to the neighborhood here. We can't wait to see their place, and her and Jennifer are going to go riding together, so that should be fun.
Oh, that's great.
So that was a lot of fun.
Would any listeners like to come and relocate out here to Phoenix? It was a beautiful 112 yesterday. Please, come stay with me.
Jennifer, can you post a picture? We took a picture with them last night at the restaurant, so we'll have to – Jennifer will post it on our Facebook page.
Now, you were telling me what she had said about really bad ads. Tell everybody.
Oh, yeah. She said she can't search for really, they love really bad ads. Favorite part, and he's kind of a horse husband, so, you know, it's sort of into the horses. And, but apparently, when really bad ads comes on, he yells into the other room, turn it up, I want to hear that. So that's the part of our show he actually listens to.
No.
Is really bad.
I know.
I was getting to it. So apparently she used to send in ads for really bad ads, but now she has had to stop because she kept finding things she wanted to buy on Craigslist. So she had to, you know, it is hard when you look at Craigslist. It is hard no matter what you're looking for because you always find something else that you absolutely need. No question about it.
Like a pony, but
like a pony.
I mean, that's my problem. Is I go look. I can't look for really bad ads anymore either because I kept going out and test riding things. Like, oh my god, I feel so sorry for it. We should save it. And then I go out and look at it, and like, man, that's a really nice looking thoroughbred, and it's broke. And then I get out there, and the sucker tries to buck me off. Remember when I went to see the really bad ad, and it was I saw the video of the horse, and I get out there to see the horse, and it was a different horse that was in the video. But oh my god, it was like chestnut. That was the only similarity, and they were trying to pass it off as like that's the kind of stuff. But then Denise ends up buying them. I walk away. Sometimes.
All right, very good. It's your turn.
Well, my daily Winnie does not go to Game On Dude and Mike Smith because, you know, we talked about on Friday, they were going for it used to be the Hollywood Gold Cup, but now it's at Santa Anita. So it's just the Gold Cup, and he was trying to win his third in a row, trying to tie Lava Man and Native Diver for three consecutive victories in the Gold Cup. However, he was not able to do that. He did lose. So we're not going to go on about that. Oh. Yeah, he came in fourth. I guess, you know, Mike Smith made the move too early as opposed to too late like he does with some horses, and they came in fourth.
Well, at least you can be consistent with your hatred of Mike Smith.
Yes, and finally, I did see that Game On Dude lost, as opposed to the only time I've seen him lose is when I bet on him. So I didn't bet, and he lost, so it's a win-win for me. However, over the weekend, the filly Untappable, who sounds familiar because she won the Kentucky Oaks. And who rode her in the Kentucky Oaks one? Rosina Proud.
My girlfriend.
I know. Your girlfriend, Rosie, rode her in. This happened while we were on vacation. Rosie actually came off a horse and ended up being sidelined for 4 to 6 weeks. And she was supposed to ride Untappable in the Mother Goose Stakes. Well, John Velasquez replaced the injured Rosie Napravnik and rode Untappable in the Mother Goose, and I've got the audio. So here we go.
And they're off. Jumping right up at the break was Aqua Regia. Leapt right at the start. Princess Violet comes out running, angles over ahead of Untappable, and Untappable had to take up sharply there. Up the backstretch, America vying for the lead with Princess Violet. Untappable now settles down. Third, just in behind this developing duel up front. A break of another two. Back to Aqua Regia and House Rules trails the field. So it's Princess Violet in front, pushed along by America. Untappable had a hard check in the opening furlong. Settled back in third position under a relaxed hold. The opening quarter was 23 1/5 seconds. Aqua Regia off to a pretty poor start. Now second to last, and House Rules is unhurried while trailing the leader. The leader is Princess Violet. The leader by a length and a half moving into the far turn. America second, and just a gentle reminder from Johnny Velasquez for Untappable. And there she goes on a march now after a 45-4 opening half mile. So Princess Violet is targeted by heavily favored Untappable, just a half length behind now. A break of another five, and America couldn't keep up with the front runners. House Rules is now called on for run. Aqua Regia trails the field. And as the field comes to the top of the stretch, Johnny Velasquez is just a passive partner aboard Untappable, who takes the lead at the top of the lane. Untappable coming to the eighth pole, just opening up at will. Princess Violet, no match for Untappable. For Untappable is matchless. Oh, look at this. This is just poetry and four-legged motion. untappable. Her march to a title continues unabated here. It wound up being close for second to complete the exacta between Princess Violet and America. Final.
He didn't even get excited. It's not like, oh, no, those stretch things.
It
on.
Actually sounds like
race.
He was had a hangover or something. Like, had a long night.
And Untappable is taking the lead in the top of the stretch.
And by the way, you wouldn't know it by him, but Untappable won by about 30 lengths. I mean,
yeah. I mean, it was like not even, it was like, oh, that was close for a second. But Untappable wins. Well, then, thank you for putting me to sleep while this freaking amazing filly is, like, running her heart out. Thank you very much. Oh, God, love that guy.
You know, we've heard him before, but it did sound like he had a rough night or something.
Yeah, it sure did. And Untappable, oh, has won. Come on, dude.
Hey, I got more Rosie news if you want to hear it. Rosie, because she's injured, she has lots of time to hang out with some distillers from Wild Turkey. Did you know that Wild Turkey, the distillers of quality hard booze there in Kentucky, she is the official spokesperson for that. So Rosie was with the Wild Turkey distiller, Jimmy Russell, and presented a – this is a good thing, though – and presented a $35,000 check to old friends on Friday.
Yay!
And, of course, old friends, or we've had them on the show a number of times, they take retired thoroughbreds and give them a lovely home to retire in Kentucky or New York, and has hundreds of them now. I think he has over 200 horses. The money raised – was raised through the Ride with Rosie Twitter campaign, in which Napravnik's fans rooted her and her mounts on during recent Triple Crown season. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Oh, you okay?
Yeah, I'm dying over here. So they apparently have 51 horses now on the waiting list that are waiting to get into Old Friends, so they were really trying to raise money to make that happen. And every time he does that, he has to get more land because each one of these horses is put out in a separate paddock. So they have these little paddocks. Have you ever been there when you go to Kentucky?
No, I've always not been able to go for some reason or the other. But this is even Ken and Sarah Ramsey. You know how I love Sarah Ramsey. They were the owner of Vickers in Trouble. They just donated $10,000 too.
Yep, they're good. They're good people. You hear a lot of good things about them.
They're awesome.
So apparently Rosie was there. She was looking mighty cute in the pictures. And with
her arm in a sling? Was she?
No. So that's why I'm surprised to say that she, at least I didn't notice her arm in a sling. I have to look at the pictures again.
You would notice because why wouldn't you be checking out her entire body? I mean, you would
she
think
was
you would
drinking.
Notice.
They were all drinking in the pictures.
Well, yeah. Imagine, like, I would totally sponsor Wild Turkey if they want to be a sponsor. And if you guys want to sponsor us, I will figure out a way to consume Wild Turkey. I can't even smell it right now. Like, I don't know. It just does something. I think probably when I lived in Kentucky and I was 21, I drank too much Wild Turkey at one point. And, whew, like, the thought of that, and it's only 6:20 in the morning for me right now. So, even worse.
No Bloody Marys for Jamie this morning.
No, Bloody Marys fine. They don't make it with Wild Turkey.
Wild Turkey, right. Well,
hey, your other girlfriend is she's just getting cooler and cooler for me. I'm sorry that the show she is on is so god-awful terrible, but the Big Bang Theory, Kaylee Cuoco, is back in the equine spotlight, Glenn.
She never left it in my eyes.
Well, tell everybody what she's going to do. I know you love
her.
She's going to be
jumping into an equestrian event. It's a global equestrian event. It's going to be held. It's the Los Angeles Masters event that's held in September at the LA Convention Center. She is a jumper, and she's been doing jumping for quite a while, but not at any high level. She is hoping to compete against other famous amateur horse fanatics during the four-day bash, which starts September 25th. And it's going to be a celebrity-packed crowd.
How do we get there, Glenn? Because I just read the fact that there are a few Longines ambassadors that are on the list. And
yes.
I need a second
chance. Kate Winslet is going to be there. That's who you were talking about, right? She's a Longines ambassador.
Yeah,
Glenn. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I see a conflict of interest here. Kate Winslet did all the voiceovers for those really cool promotional featurettes that they did on Wimbledon, which is a Rolex event.
Ooh. Jen, I don't care. I don't care about that because who also is going to be possibly attending with Kate Winslet?
Some actor named Leonardo.
Leonardo DiCaprio is going to a show jumping. I've got to get Jet ready for this competition. We are going to do Grand Prix show jumping so I can be there at the same time as Leo. Leo has to see me ride because then I'm already married with a kid. Then he'd fall in love with me all over again because he'll remember me, I'm sure. Oh, my God.
We need to put our California connection to work on this.
Leo's a jumper fan. He's been to the Masters events in Hong Kong and Paris. I think he just likes the girls myself. But did you hear about the recent trip he took to the Caribbean? It was to the soccer. Down in Rio, rented this $50 million yacht and had about 50 girls in bikinis on the yacht with him for a week leading up to the soccer.
I did not get that invitation either. I'm starting to think he's snubbing me.
I think he is. I think you're probably right, actually.
I don't get it.
Yeah, so this will be a star-studded event, and Kaylee will be able to show off for the first time in front of a large crowd. So,
oh, my God. You want to talk about being nervous? I could be going into show jumping at Rolex, and I'm sitting in first, and I have no rails in hand, okay, and I'm sitting there at the starting gate. I don't think I would be as nervous if Leonardo DiCaprio was sitting in the crowd and I was just going to ride at a, schooling show. I would be more nervous for that than Rolex.
Well, let me tell you, this is quite an event because they have bands and DJs and all that kind of stuff that will perform, and the entertainment costs $50 million for this.
Wow.
So this is a big show. I don't think we're going to get an invitation. Do you think we can get a press pass? I doubt.
That's what I'm saying. Let's make it happen.
I'm filling out the application as we speak, Glenn.
Okay, good. Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer. Good. Whew. They'll be like, oh, we need to bring Leonardo DiCaprio through to be interviewed by the press. So they'd bring him over, sit down, and I would throw up at the table. And just that's what would happen. Sorry, Leo. Just ignore her.
That's funny.
Just ignore her. I watched Django Unchained last night. I mean, he was like, Southern. Oh, man, it was amazing. So, yeah, I'm all Leo right now. I'm all about Leo.
All right, everybody, line up for your tickets. I'm sure they're going to be cheap at the L.A. Convention Center.
Hey, another story. Do we have time for another story before we get our listeners?
Yeah, we have time.
I saw that you posted this story so I could see it as well. There was a huge fight that went down at Churchill Downs yesterday.
I love this story.
Dale Romans and Eddie Musselman, who's the publisher of the controversial racing newsletter Indian Charlie. Well, apparently, Dale Romans and Eddie Musselman.
By the way, he's no small guy, by the way.
Is he really? Okay,
yeah,
he's a big dude.
Big guy.
And Dale Romans, as we know from watching the Derby, is also a big dude. But apparently, Eddie Musselman has been writing about Dale Romans nonstop in this controversial racing newsletter. And according to this, they got into a fisticuffs. Musselman threw the first punch, and from then on, it was on. The Courier-Journal writes, he looked at me and I said, why do you keep writing about me? And he swung without being provoked in any way, Roman said. Then the fight broke out, and he got messed up for the record. For the record, though, Dale Roman, during the fight, apparently Dale has been on considerable diet and has lost a lot of weight. And Dale Roman goes, you know, with the right hand, reaches back to clock Muscle Man, and he throws his punch, and his pants fall down, and he trips, and he falls right on top of Muscle Man, I guess. And so apparently Roman's girlfriend, who's also an extra size rider, Tammy Fox, also got hit during the incident. This is like a barn room brawl. And Fox even says all he was going to do was throw a bucket of water on him. No words were said. Muscle Man threw the first punch, and it all got started. Then he swung at me. I got hit. They're in a bear hug on the street. Then they land on the ground. Dale's pants are on the ground with no underwear. Since I got hit, I had to protect myself.
Oh, wait a minute. I missed the no underwear part.
He had no panties on.
He was going commando.
Oh, God. I don't want to see that. I don't care how much weight he's lost. Eventually, the fight broke up. Both parties went separate ways. Roman sported a bloody nose and scrapes from crashing into the picnic table, no doubt when his pants fell off. And Muscle Man nursed a black eye. Note to self, it says here, Dale, wear a belt when you're going to war. Please. And wear some underwear, for God's sake. That's really dramatic. That's a Churchill Downs. Like, I mean, that is like, they need to, we're going to talk to some producers of a horse movie. They need to put that in.
I know. I should have been racing at its finest.
Yes.
That could totally be a scene in 50 to 1, though. Totally.
Have you ever been, by the way, Jamie, have you ever been to IndianCharlie.com?
No.
Do you know what his tagline is? His tagline is, we never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
That's my tagline.
Thought you'd like me.
IndianCharlie.com? I hate that we're promoting this.
IndianCharlie.com. Yeah, I know. It's probably awful. I've never been there before till now.
Okay, well, don't look at it, you guys. We don't want to encourage people to go. I'll check it out and let you know what it is. He's got a thing on Dale Roman's right in the front, the paddock policeman.
I was wondering if he was posting anything about the fight. I didn't know if he was posting anything, but apparently he has it out for that guy.
Ooh, they don't like each other at all. No, no, not friends.
That's funny.
Okay, sorry. That was too good not to share. Good job finding that one. Where did you find that story?
I don't know. It came up in the news feed, and I looked at it and went, "Oh, this is too good." But I missed the commando part. You know, I was going to say it'd be great to see that video. That'd be funny as hell, seeing his pants fall down and him fall over. That'd be great, but not if he's commando.
Again, you were asking, is America's Funniest Home Videos still on the air? Because that would be the place.
Perfect. This is perfect. They would fuzz out the little, other parts, and that would be great. No, that was a great story. That was the story of the weekend right there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, the other thing I saw is on Eventing Nation, there's a picture of Michael Young. You know, World Cup fever has taken over. I actually watched a couple games over the weekend. Glenn, I know you think soccer's boring, just like baseball, and you have no taste. But you know what? Some other people actually do like the sport. And there's a picture on Eventing Nation, I'm going to try to link to it, of Michael Young playing football, soccer, in boots and breeches. And he's kicking the ball in boots and breeches. That's awesome.
There was Wimbledon over the weekend, so I was perfectly happy.
You want to talk about boring. Was it women where they grow?
Oh, yeah. There's one of those that's just awful. Yeah, I hate that. Actually, they did announce that the producers of the coverage have turned the microphones down on the courts when the women are out there because they even find it annoying.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so they're trying to. I think they were losing viewers, so they're trying to cut the sound down a little bit from the court. That's funny. All right, let's take a break for Omega Alpha, and we're coming back with a listener highlight right after this.
Omega Alpha specializes in natural formulations for enhancing equine health and performance, and they know how much personality and behavior can factor in the quality of our relationship, whether we're an Olympic-level competitor or modest weekend warrior. That's why they've created three different all-natural formulas to help us get the most out of our horse-to-human relationship. Chill Liquid, formulated especially for horses with pre-performance jitters, Chill Ultra Pace, with the added benefits of B1 and magnesium, and Premare, the hormone balancer for witchy mares, and you know who you are. Look for all of Omega Alpha's all-natural formulas at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at OmegaAlphaEquine.com.
Thanks to Omega Alpha Equine for being a sponsor. Obviously, we absolutely love them and all of their products. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, yes, we do. And find them on Facebook. Just search for Omega Alpha Equine. Well, our first guest today is a listener highlight, and we like to get to know our listeners a little bit. Her name is Gina Moronic, and she is from Portage, Wisconsin. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning.
Morning.
And how are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. It's Monday, and I've had a little coffee, so I can cope.
You're going to make it? And Gina, I will add and throw in here, is also one of our wonderful auditors. Thank you for that as well.
Not a problem.
We appreciate that. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a thoroughly amateur dressage rider. I ride just outside of work. I don't compete because I don't have truck, trailer, or, frankly, the nerves for competition. But,
That's the biggest one.
I figure I will enjoy my horse a lot more if I'm not having a nervous breakdown near her. So, I have an 11-year-old off-track thoroughbred mare. Her full name is Metal Lark, but we call her Lark. Her jockey club name is actually Aunt Lou. The woman who got, yes, I know. The woman who got her from off the track, she got her from her brother-in-law, and the brother-in-law, I think, had named her Aunt Lou as some kind of a shout-out to their Aunt Lou, who had been helpful with, like, the training operation. But as soon as her previous owner got her, said, I'm not riding a horse named Aunt Lou, and so renamed her. Her other nickname is Her Royal Highness, or HRH, because Lark knows exactly where she is in the world, and that's on top. So she has a full-size attitude, and I am on her staff, and I just have to get her to respect that I am senior position on her staff.
I love that I'm on her staff. I'm a part of my horse staff.
Right, yes. But I do get executive authority now and again. So.
Good.
Now, is that the one that you have the picture of in your Facebook post?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's cute.
That's the one.
She's adorable.
Yeah. She's a pretty thing, yeah. Yeah, she,
and she knows
well
it.
Aware of it. She appreciates you
now,
anytime they come.
Do you have a real job?
I do. I'm a data geek for a bike company, so I spend a lot of time with data puzzles, getting it out, getting it visualized, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm a full-fledged SQL Server Microsoft
geek. She is way more of a geek than I am. You are way more of a geek than I am. And I'll give a plug for your employer because I ride one of their bikes. You work for a Trek,
awesome.
Right?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I ride a Trek. That's my bike of choice. Yeah.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. That helps feed my horse. So every time you ride it, you're making my horse. Sure, my horse has food.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think you're going to get a free bike out of this, Glenn.
But I was going to say, I need a new one right about now, but I don't think that's going to work.
I can offer advice, but not a deal.
Okay. Darn. I tried.
Yeah,
so
you
now,
did.
You,
well,
what shows do you listen to?
So I'm, let's see, most of them I listen to via podcast because I can't usually listen live, but right. Horses in the Morning, Dressage Show
Yay.
Radio, Stable Scoop, and occasionally some of the other ones at Horse Tip Daily I'll grab. But yeah, via being able to download it to my phone, that makes my when I sometimes work from home, but when I drive to work, I drive about an hour each way, so it makes a big difference to have something interesting to listen to.
Well, you know, that is when we kind of determined that a lot, we probably have an equal number of people who listen when they're cleaning stalls and an equal number that listen when they're driving. I mean, those are the two times when you truly are needing a distraction.
Yeah. Save me. You know? Save me, please.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have an hour drive? That's a long drive.
I do. It's kind of ridiculous, but my husband works about an hour north of us, so we picked where we live as a sort of a midpoint. But luckily I can work from home sometimes, so that takes some of the pressure off. And the barn's about a half an hour away, too, so, you know, it's just it's about the miles.
You guys spend your entire life driving.
We do. We do. But luckily we have interesting things, or at least I do, have interesting things to listen to and maybe become a better rider or something. So it works out.
Now, do you force Jamie and I on him occasionally?
Do I what?
Do you force Jamie and I on him occasionally, or...
Oh, he does overhear it sometimes, but not when we're driving together. He hears it if I'm listening to it, like in a house when I'm working on something. And I'm lucky enough to have a very supportive horse husband, but he just kind of tunes it out.
Yes.
He's willing to allow the checks to be signed. So that's what matters.
Yeah, there you go. That's the important part. That's what really counts.
Yep. He has an expensive hobby and I have an expensive hobby. And so we just respect each other's
okay, what's his?
Home theater. So he's a big audio video file. So he's, you know, he doesn't buy a Blu-ray unless it has the right transfer rating, something. So, he throws a lot of money electronically.
You're both geeks. You're a geek.
We are, yes.
You're
no,
made
I,
for
yes.
each other. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I say that I'm married within the faith. So.
Now, are you ever going to get to the point where you think you want to compete? Or is that just...
I don't know. You know, not having truck and trailer gets in the way of that or would make it more difficult. Mark and I are kind of working back after she had a very bad accident just over a year ago that involved, it was a freak accident, but it involved skull fracture, upper jaw fracture. So she was saying very clearly that she was not handling this becoming a trail horse idea. So she needs to do dressage and be in nice, controlled arenas. So we're working back from that. She was off from riding for about 7-8 months. So we're coming. I just started riding her again in November, and there was a time we weren't sure if she was going to be rideable at all because we didn't know how her jaw was going to heal. But so it's more a matter now of getting her. She is not unlike many thoroughbreds. She's an anxious creature, and I can go that direction too. So we're mostly working back on how can we be strong and supple together and handle the fact that sometimes life is unpredictable. And once we feel really solid with that, maybe we'll consider doing a local fun show. But I'm come to dressage with any kind of rigor a little late. This is probably the first time in my life that I've been studying it and working on it with every other week lessons consistently. So I need to even get to the point where I can see, can I remember a dressage test at home? If I can't remember at home, there's no point in getting on a trailer and figuring out if I can remember it.
What do you mean? That never stopped Jamie.
I know, right? And one of my girlfriends was just got this new horse, and she wants to start doing dressage. And I was like, you know, all dressage is at the lower levels is learning geometry, circles, straight lines.
Yeah.
Turned, you know, it's
right.
super easy, and usually what you do to one side, you do to the other side. So it's just
right.
Do go left, and then right, up to center line, halt, done, easy, no problem.
Yeah, except when the spotlight's on you, either real or imagined.
You know, you're a cyclist. Actually, one of my coaches told me this one time, you know, what you want to do is on your driveway, create a little dressage arena and ride your bike in the pattern that you're supposed to do over.
I better correct you on that one. I cannot call myself a cyclist. I work with cyclists, but my version of a good bike ride, a difficult bike ride, doesn't come within miles of what most of the people I work with do. So I
you know
ride
what?
A bike, but I can't call myself a cyclist.
Well, you know what? My hardest ride is to the mailbox to get the mail. So I get it, girl. I don't want to do that anymore. We ride horses for a reason.
I like the fact that it has a vested interest in staying upright. My mare does actually want to stay upright and not fall down. The bike really doesn't care.
Amen, sister. Amen.
Yeah.
I love you,
That's
Gina.
Funny. I make Jennifer go with me occasionally.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of husband-wife couples that I talk with that say, yeah, we have to go ride. My husband and I have to ride separately because even though he doesn't ride that often, he kicks my butt every single time. He has a completely different ability and sense of how fast is fast enough. So
I have learned to ride slower when Jennifer's alone. Uh-huh. I have done that. I've stopped circling her now, waiting, you know. So I have learned to ride slower now when Jennifer is along, and we've learned to come to an agreement where we both enjoy the ride.
That's kind. Right. That's very kind of you. Good
and
job.
I've also learned to ride my bicycle around and around and around your pony when we go out.
Jennifer will go out occasionally when I take the pony out for a drive, and she'll ride her bike, and then she's waiting up for me.
Well, that's great desensitization. Good plan.
One of the reasons we did it, actually.
Yeah,
was,
good idea.
To try and get used to that stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
This has been fun getting to know you. Yeah. You're going to hear, actually, from Gina in a little bit because she was kind enough to send a little promotion in for being an auditor and what that's all about. We're going to play that in a little while. Thank you so much for sending that in. That was
no problem.
Was a nice surprise. We appreciated that. And good luck with your horse. I hope the healing continues. And if you ever do walk in a ring at a show, you have to call us after and let us know how it went.
Okay, I will.
All right. Make sure somebody has the video because we really want that for the bloopers reel, okay?
Maybe for my 40th birthday in the distant future. We'll worry about that later.
And, Gina, there is nothing wrong with not competing. I've never competed on a horse a day in my life, so there's nothing wrong with that.
Slander.
Come and going. You're going to take that Hackney pony to a little roadster show or whatever they call him.
He does not go fast enough for that. That is for darn sure.
See,
Thanks, Gina.
Thanks, Gina.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we'll see you. That's funny. Well, that was good then to get to know our listeners. I love those segments.
I know. That was awesome. And she's really cool. It's one of those people you listen to, you're like, oh, I could be friends with her. Yeah.
Yep.
I'd be friends with her. I'd
have dinner with her. That'd be good.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Trek Bikes, Specs Bikes out there, by the way, just throwing a plug out there for my Trek bike. And they,
whatever.
And she had to take a little time off of work to talk to us. So we appreciate
that. When you start
talking
about bikes, no, go ahead.
Driving an hour to work each way? Ugh. I know there's a lot of people that do it, but I couldn't do it.
Did someone just pop the cap off of a bottle of Wild Turkey? Did I just hear a
pop? No.
What was that noise?
I don't know.
Somebody's drinking on the job. Jen? Jennifer? Are you riding with Rosie for old friends, drinking some Wild Turkey?
It's all about the party. You better go in her room.
Hey. While Jennifer gets our next guest set up, which is about, which we are going to be talking about racing a little bit, and we'll have the, in another minute here, I'll play the trailer for you for this new movie that's coming out. But there was a race over the weekend in Wyoming, and I don't know why this made the news, but there was a horse running, and it was a $5,000 claimer. And Jennifer hates those. She thinks that that it shouldn't start that low. But she...
Allowance.
It's an allowance, actually, a $5,000 allowance. So anyway, there's this horse. And the thing that caught me was that this horse's name, I was shocked, had never been used before. So the horse's name is Make More Money. And the horse, Make More Money, actually won the race. And, you know, it was the... She won for the second time in 7 starts. And the winner's share was $3,000 and bumped her career earnings to a whopping $29,000. But aren't you shocked that Make More Money was never used before?
Yeah, that's surprising. I mean, it could have been used. It was just 30-plus years ago or whatever, however long it takes them to recycle names. But that is amazing.
How do they recycle the names?
Yes, they eventually go back in the pot. But horses with names like Zenyatta and names like that won't go back in and be recycled. But like my horse, growing up, his name is Upmarket, and I'm assuming that's for stock market something. And there was an Upmarket like 20 years before him, and the name was taken like maybe 15 years after him. So they have a way of recycling the names. They do let them be used again, but it takes a long time. You know, we should get somebody on from the Jockey Club to talk about that, because that's a great question.
There we go.
You know, Jennifer,
I just thought of something.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm gonna put that on my list of people to get on. If they want the horse to make more money, they should shoot for a little bit higher than the $5,000 allowance, really.
Bless his heart. Bless his little heart.
But yeah, I'm going to find somebody at the Jockey Club who tell us about that. And I've got a sneaking suspicion how fast the name is recycled has a lot to do with how many Eclipse Awards you've won.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They're not going to recycle Zenyatta probably ever. California Chrome is done for life. There will be no other Wise Dan. Like, once you become...
Or Seabiscuit, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There'll be no Secretariat, Seabiscuit. You've never heard of another
Man-O-War.
Horse called Man-O-War. Exactly. But
all right, let's
a horse
take a break
like
here before our next
money.
Guest.
Yes,
we're
going to
take a break for Product of the Week with Equestrian Collections, and then our song is Hey Day, and that's by Jared Rogerson. We'll be back with talk about a new horsey movie coming out. Hi, Glenn here with the Horse Radio Network, and I have Debbie back with me from Equestrian Collections with the Product of the Week.
Hi, Glenn. This week I'm keeping with the patriotic theme that that we did before, because it's going to be the 4th of July in no time. I know you got to order in June, but remember, the 4th of July is the first part of July, so it's good to get your orders in now for your red, white, and blue items. The one I'm featuring this week is the Trail of Painted Pony Stars and Stripes figurine. These painted pony things are so popular. I've seen them everywhere, but the best prices and the easiest place to get them is from us. We have the Trail of Painted Pony Stars and Stripes, which is a Palomino with a Western saddle, and then along the same lines with a kind of a wild horse theme is the one called Freedom Reigns, and that's spelled R-E-I-G-N-S. It has an American flag on it. So this would make a great gift for your child who collects these things, and or if you have a decoration for your upcoming party, or if you just are feeling patriotic. So these are very popular. People collect them. They come out all the time with new ones. So this is something that people need to know that we have available at Equestrian Collections.
Trail of Painted Ponies at EquestrianCollections.com.
Gone. this is Gina Moronic from Wisconsin, and I am an official Horse Radio Network auditor, something I'm really proud to do and to be a part of in a small way, because it's something that I get a lot of information from. The Horse Radio Network and the convenience of the downloadable podcasts means that I can improve my horsemanship skills, my riding skills, or just really enjoy listening to friendly, informative programming whenever I'm driving to work or working on chores or at the barn even. So I hope you find it as enjoyable as I do. If you do, go to horseradionetwork.com and click on the banner to become a Horse Radio Network auditor. For as little as a dollar a month, you can be involved in this great thing, too, and keep it going. Thanks.
Thanks, Gina. And, of course, you're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is in the producer chair. We are brought to you today by the good folks over at Omega Alpha Equine. You can find their terrific all-natural products at OmegaAlphaEquine.com. Well, we're still waiting for our next guest, I think. And in the meantime here, I wanted to say that there's good news for those of us who do not believe in the training methods of some of the Tennessee walking people. And that is, Jamie, that Regions Bank announced that it was withdrawing its support from the Tennessee Walking Horse National Celebration to the tune of 20
Yay.
Grand. So they are bowing out now. They did an emailed statement that said a business decision based upon how we allocate our resources. That is what they gave as the reason for backing out. Of course, they weren't going to say, you know, whatever the real reason might have been. But, yeah, so that was good news. I was happy to see that.
You know,
and
once I read this article, I actually Googled who the sponsors were that kind of remained, because Pepsi was a sponsor, too, and they bowed out. So Pepsi, Regions Bank, both of those are out. And I started reading, and the people that are still sponsors and are very vocal about sponsoring the Tennessee Walking Horse Celebration of Cruelty. It is all I could find was the people that sell feed and equine supplies in Shelbyville, which is where it's held. Like,
yeah, the local people,
like,
yeah.
The local Shelbyville feed and seed says, I totally support the celebration. I think it's great. It's such a great thing for our community. Yeah, no kidding. Because you sell feed to them. And one guy was like, this is half our business in the whole entire year. And like, just read, I'm like, that doesn't make it okay. You should not give them money. It's such a ticket. Ugh. So I was happy to see that they are currently looking for big sponsors, like big sponsors, because everybody's out. Yeah, I'm sure. So cheers to Regions Bank. Big, you know, big high five to Regions Bank.
Well, let's do this. Let's play the trailer for this movie that's coming out, because our guests are on the line here. So you want to hear a little bit about it? Here is the trailer. It's called Behind the Gate.
I actually named the horse Spectacular Sight because I couldn't believe how beautiful she was. And I just find them to be incredible, absolutely incredible creatures that are both calm and powerful all at the same time.
When you see these racehorses, they're built different. And to see them walk, you know, getting ready to go, it reminds me of getting ready to go out and play. I believe they do have a sense. Yeah, today is the best.
I can only imagine what it would be like to have a horse running in the Kentucky Derby. God, you have to take a Valium.
You look at the horse in the eye, there's something you feel. There's that instinct that you cannot train for, you cannot buy, you cannot make up. It's just there.
We were the number one spectator sport in the United States. We didn't have competition.
You're going to suck a person dry for two more days? Let him refuel his bank account and go to work.
I blame it on the not taking care of the customers and fans that we've had. We've let them get away from us.
You know, I get flustered when I talk about these animals because I love them so much.
Yeah, you know, you hate to see them go, you know. I mean, it's the same thing with Pesci when she got hurt, you know. It's not just that she had my name, but we didn't want to let her go.
No other sport do you go around with an ambulance following you.
We always talk about you're only one horse away from getting back onto the big stage.
Nothing like it. It's a very special thing, but it's hard to actually explain. You got to come out and check it out for yourself.
God, I love a good horse movie, and not even more so, I love a good horse movie about racehorses. It just doesn't get any better. I would like to say hello to Mark and Daryl Ann. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're awesome. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Some of the voices for our listeners who haven't seen the trailer yet, of course, you can we'll put all that up online, but it's behindthegatemovie.com. Voices like Joe Pesci, Oscar De La Hoya, Bobby Flay was in that. I mean, you guys got the top names and not only the racing world and the celebrity world to be a part of this movie. Mark, tell us how you came to make this.
Well, this has been a passion of my wife's for, well, probably since she was born, but the last 20 years she's been trying to do a movie about horse racing, about the horses and the athletes and whatever. And I kept on telling her, well, it's a big, you can't really do it alone, I don't have the time, this, that, whatever. And 4 years ago I got sick unexpectedly.
Well, you had a couple of things happen. One
yeah.
of them was that he got bucked off one of our horses and broke his pelvis in four places.
Oh, gosh.
That slowed him down, too.
So
that slowed anybody down.
Yeah. So after I was getting well, not from that accident, but from a disease that I had, I told her if she still wanted to make it, and she said she did, and I said, well, I want to do it now. And it was sort of, this thing started as a love letter to my wife. And it came much more than that as we began to film. And it it embraced a lot of people's desires, a lot of people who I was fortunate enough to get into the film who had their own passions and desires and about wanting to tell the story about the American race industry and the horses that we believe are the greatest athletes on the planet. And it kind of evolved into this documentary feature film that is now available and completed and has gotten received some tremendous response. And we just recently won the Western Heritage Museum's Wrangler Award, which is a pretty prestigious award to win in the horse industry and in American history. So we're very proud of this little project that started that's kind of blown up into a much bigger project, and we hope everybody enjoys it.
Now, Daryl Ann, a question. I love horses, and I love movies, but never would I think to myself, I want to make a horse movie. Where did that come from?
Well, like you said, I mean, I've grown up with horses. My dad was the late character actor Slim Pickens. And
oh, okay.
Blazing Saddles, best movie ever, to say.
I actually saw Mel Brooks yesterday.
And,
you know, he's at the racetrack all the time, too.
No
and,
kidding.
Oh,
at Santa Anita?
Yeah, at Santa Anita, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
And he's just such a great guy. And I've got fabulous stories about I can remember my dad saying, Mel came to him one day and said, you know, Slim, I want you in my next Western. And Dad said, when did you make the first one? But but as a kid growing up, I was around racehorses. I showed horses, but I was around racehorses. And I always had this image in my mind. I could see a film in my head. And I just wanted to do this so badly. And thank God we were able to put it together and make this what I consider to be a very good racing film. I'm very pleased with it.
So you, where does most of this take place? Is it Santa Anita? Because I noticed in the trailer that you've got the sweeping views of the mountains in the back, and it's an unmistakable Santa Anita. Did you film most of it at that track?
Well, yes, we filmed a lot of it there. We filmed it at Hollywood. You know, we filmed it around, you know, just kind of, you
we
know, in the barn.
At Thoroughbred Farms as well.
Yes.
But, you know, it starts from when the horses are first born and how their lives are affected as they go through the process of growing and becoming racehorses.
We wanted people to see that it's not just the race, it's how you get a horse there. And and to see that the care and the love that goes into these horses, and, you know, it's so unbelievable, and I don't think a lot of people have any idea how much these trainers and these grooms and the people and jockeys and the people that work with these horses love them.
Right. Yeah, no, they absolutely do. Looking at the people that who were in the film, I think that one of the most terrifying people to go up and talk to, because I've seen so many of his gangster movies, would be Joe Pesci. Like, is he nice or did he scare you?
No, Joe is one of the kindest human beings you'd ever find on this planet. He's just...
Really?
Yeah, he's a fine gentleman and a real sensitive, caring person who has also a great love for the American horse. You know, so he's a delight to work with and a delight to be around at all times. Different shows it what a great actor he is, because he's not like his characters in the films.
Oh yeah, he doesn't even swear in this film.
What?
Yeah,
it's not the real Joe Pesci. It can't be.
Yeah, well, you're just an imitation Joe.
No guns, no cussing. Wow, that's awesome.
Now, I saw him there because I'm a big cook, and you know, been watching the Food Network for 85 years. Is Bobby Flay? Please tell me he's a nice guy. I've heard he's a nice guy.
He's a very nice guy.
And loves the horses.
Loves the horses.
Yeah, he does.
As much as everyone else does, and. He was a delight to have in it, and we were very fortunate that he did a piece in the film for us, as well as Oscar De La Hoya. I mean, you don't get much an athlete.
That was my next question. Yeah. You know, listening to Oscar De La Hoya, first of all, I didn't know he was a horse racing fan, so that was new to me. But I just... How can somebody who has been punched in the face as many times as Oscar De La Hoya be absolutely so eloquent and romantic when talking about horses? They've almost brought me to tears just watching him and some of the videos you guys have.
Yeah, his dad was a very big horse fan, and he introduced Oscar to it as a child. And he loves him a great deal, and he draws a lot of analogies as to the comparison of his athletic training and disciplines and those of the horse, you know. And not only did he get hit a few times, he's still a really good-looking guy, and he's a very kind gentleman. Yeah. Oscar is a good friend, and we were very fortunate that he was in the film, because he adds a lot to it, and he is very passionate about athletics. The horse racing industry is a way of life for these people. It's not a 9-to-5 job.
Oh.
It's not a 5-day-a-week job. Horses don't know when it's Christmas or when it's Saturday and Sunday. And so, and people are always living in the stalls, in the barns with these horses. They're cared for 24/7. And they really are tremendous athletes. I mean, I keep telling people, if you have an 1,150-pound animal on four legs that are smaller than ours, that have no muscle, they're all bones, tendons, and ligaments, and they have to run on legs, feet that are not directly below their legs, and they run at over 40 miles an hour, it's quite a feat what they accomplish. You might not design them that way in a factory.
I like what you did, at least in the trailer. I haven't seen the movie yet. I can't wait to see it. But I like what you did in the trailer, the way the documentary seems to approach it, talking about the horses and the people and all of that, and then going into the fact that we do have issues in racing right now, and then possibly some solutions to those issues. So I like that you tackled it and didn't just make it a whole love piece either, because that is important right now, that we tackle those issues to make it what it was back in the 20s and 30s and 40s.
Exactly. It's horse racing is facing a major long-term crisis unless it's turned around. We have lost the fan base. We've let them drift away to other things. I keep telling people, if you go back to 1938, I believe it was, when Seabiscuit had its match race against War Admiral, at that time there was 40 million people in the United States, and better than 50% of them stopped what they were doing to listen to that horse race on radio. And anybody that was anywhere in the area, Pimlico, got there. They had the infield open. They had every gate open for as many people to cram in as possible. So that was over 50% of the U.S. population. We now have a population of 325 million plus, and we don't have 20 million fans anymore that we had in 70 years ago. We're not doing something right, and we have to start doing it right.
Absolutely. Now, one question, because we saw the movie 50-1, and they portrayed Bob Baffert as not the nicest, friendliest guy. You guys actually have some footage with Bob talking to him about his experience, and apparently he's funny?
He's very witty, yes. He's a very witty guy. He's very focused in what it is that he does and how he does it, but he does have a sense of humor.
Okay.
Which
okay,
will
we're going to have to
people,
see that.
I guess, but,
that's good to hear.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We need to see that. Well, where can we find this movie? I'm sold. I want to see it. Where
okay.
can we get it?
It's available now on a bunch of affiliates. It's the worldwide company that's carrying it right now. It's called Yekra.com. That's Yekra.com. It's also available on ColumbiaHouse.com. It's available on Santa Anita's website, Santa Anita, the New York Racing Association, NYRA.com. There's a bunch of other locations. Del Mar is carrying it. The Jockeys Club, the Horse Benevolent and Protective Association is carrying it on their websites. But the most easiest ones to get to are Yekra.com, ColumbiaHouse.com and SantaAnita.com right now. They're our major sponsors.
Excellent, excellent. Well,
available for sale and for downloading.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Well, right there on the front page of Santa Anita, you can just click the Watch Now button. Excellent, you guys. It has been a pleasure talking to you. And
well, thank you
Darryl
so much
Ann,
for having us.
Thank you so much.
Darryl Ann, it sounds like you won the lottery when you married Mark, so
good for you. I sure did. Gosh, going on 36 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. And he's still that sweet to you. I love it.
We take it one day at a time.
Yep. Thank goodness. Thank goodness he has a love for these horses like I do.
You got to find one just like that. Well, congratulations, both you guys, on such a successful marriage and a successful film, and I can't wait to watch it. And, again, you guys, behindthegatemovie.com if you want to see the trailer, the preview, and then go to Yekra. We'll put all these up on our Facebook page. Yekra.com, ColumbiaHouse.com, Naira, and SantaAnita.com. Thanks, you guys. We'll talk
to
you again
very
soon.
Thank you so much. All right.
When you
bye-bye.
Win your Oscar.
Yeah.
we'll send you
a picture of the Wrangler in the meantime.
Thank you.
Thank you
guys.
So much. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's documentary. See? Joe Pesci's going to win an Oscar. Another one. Wait. No, that was
it
the
was
other
funny.
Girl.
Seeing him in there, I almost didn't recognize him in that trailer. He's getting older. Joe's getting older, too.
And Oscar De La Hoya. I was like, that is Oscar De La Hoya. He is so good-looking. And eloquent and romantic,
yep.
And it was just very sweet to see what he had to say. And you can see all these clips on their website, behindthegatemovie.com, if you want to see the clips. But I think it's worth downloading. I'm going to watch it.
Very good. It's time to get on to our next guest.
Horses, the ultimate frontier. These are the adventures of Horse Nation. Its weekly mission to explore strange equestrian behaviors and to exploit horse humor in the wacky world of horses.
And, of course, that means it's time to bring Leslie Wiley, the mastermind behind Horse Nation and all the funny things that happen over there. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Sorry we're late getting to you. But when you got producers of a new movie out, you have to take them when they call. So,
no worries. Yeah, that sounds like a neat movie.
Yeah, and I was thinking there, thinking, well, we're going to get late to Leslie, but she won't care. It's an interesting conversation. So, well, now, Leslie, you had you were all into lists here over the last week, you know, and a couple of them. One of them I wanted to talk to you about was the five signs you're lazy outside of horses. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, I think this is probably something that lots of people can relate to, sort of the dichotomy between your personality at the barn and your and habits at the barn and motivations at the barn and the rest of your life. like me, for instance, like at the barn, I'm super OCD, you know. Like I grew up in the pony club, you know, so I'm serious about, you know, tack's got to be clean. You know, you don't mind working hard out at the barn, like, you know, breaking a sweat. But the rest of my life, you know, like, I could be fine just laying on the couch with, you know, a box of Cheez-Its and, you know, with a surrounded by piles of dirty laundry and stacks of dirty dishes and, you know, but the barn's got to be clean. The feed room's got to be clean.
Because we're exhausted from keeping everything so clean at the barn. By the time we get home, it's like, phew. I mean, you know what I did? I cleaned and conditioned my saddle last night, and it took me like an hour and 20 minutes. And I have had a load in the washing machine for 3 days that smells so bad. I just can't quite get it to the dryer. It's exhausting. I hate pulling it out. It's too much work.
And yet you'll spend an hour and a half conditioning your saddle. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It was dry. It needed it. Hello.
Makes sense to me.
Thank you.
I like the one you have here ties into what we were talking about on Friday. One of the things you posted was, I have two things in my closet I enjoy wearing, sweatpants and riding breeches. And we found out where people buy those sweatpants, and that's at Goodwill. Jennifer asked on Friday's Facebook page how many of our listeners actually go to Goodwill to buy all their clothing, and apparently it's a ton of them because we had like 30-some comments, and it was just incredible. Mm-hmm. I was shocked the number of people shop at Goodwill.
and yet we'll drop, you know, $80 on a pair of breeches, but when it comes to, like, real-life pants, nope. Nope.
Nope. Nope. No grown-up pants from the regular store for you.
I love the gift. I love it. Number five, the only time I cook, it's bran mash. That is it. You're right. We chop the apples and the carrots, mix it with our hands, get all dirty and gross, and yet we go home and we microwave, you know, lean cuisine. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's awesome. I love that one.
Now, there was actually a list I really enjoy. This is right up my alley. It was the 12 Equine Obsessions Non-Riders Just Don't Understand. And was this yours? Did you write this one?
I did not. No, one of our writers, Carla Lake, wrote this. But I could have written it because I agree with everything she says. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Let's go over a couple of these. Doing your polo wraps over and over and over until they're perfect. I got to tell you, when I first met Jennifer and she would do the polo wrap and start wrapping it, and then she'd rip it all apart when it was just done, and I would go, what the heck? If you were done, and then you took it all off and started over. She said, well, it wasn't perfect. I was like, and then she did it again. I'd look at it and go, well, it looks the same as the last time. But obviously, I did not understand the finer points of polo wrapping.
Clearly.
There's a science to that, apparently.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm the same way. I, you know, again, grew up in Pony Club, so all of the, you know, each layer of wrap has to be perfectly equally spaced from one another. It has to end at a certain place.
crossing the
front. Now, Jamie, you were not Pony Club, so do you have that obsession with the polo wraps?
Yeah, I worked at the track, and I had to wrap legs 1,000 times. I mean, every horse had to be wrapped before, as they were going out to work. When they get done, they get iced, and they get wrapped again. So I got really anal about wrapping. So, yes, I do. I am kind of crazy about the wrapping. I did love this one on here. The smell of Shoshin, or what we have in our barn is a fly spray. People, every time I spray it, I always do the, oh, my God, I love that fly spray smell. And it's like poison. I mean, it doesn't even smell good. But it's just the idea of smelling fly sprayers, Shoshin. I'm with you. I love it.
This is the one horse husbands everywhere don't get. Getting a whiff of barn smell when you put on your barn jacket. Instant pick-me-up. Not so much for the horse husbands.
They don't understand that.
They don't. And nobody understands what was before that is scratching off scabs or crud on your horse. It's so satisfying to pick a scab that needs some medication underneath it. So, yeah, and then you realize, like, to the rest of the world, you're currently picking a scab on an animal. But to you, it's like, you're picking scab on your horse to put medication on. It seems totally normal, but it's probably not.
Yeah, I love picking rain rot off of a horse. Absolutely. What is it? What is
gross.
It?
Yeah.
No, I get it, girl. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to the last one here. To continue your list week, you had 6 more questions asked by non-horsey people. You did a part one to that, right?
Yes, yeah. Kristen Kovach did a part one last week, and it was such a big hit. She decided to do a second part, and using actually some reader suggestions. I think we talked about this on the air last week, those questions that non-horsey are always asking us that are just so dumb. And you never know,
why do you still need lessons? That we've heard a lot. Yeah, you hear that one a lot.
And this is my favorite of this week. How does your horse know when to jump? Luckily, he picks up on giant obstacle we're about to crash into.
1, 2, 3, jump! 1, 2, that's what I tell people. I say, I get real close to it. I go, 1, 2, 3, jump! And they jump. They don't see it with their eyes at all.
Right.
Number 6 on this list is probably the one that is the biggest misconception. Could go on the misconception list, too. While you have horses, you must be rich. Exactly. The stock answer is no, we have horses, so we aren't rich.
Yep. Exactly.
I love it. I thought you said your horse is green. He's brown.
Yeah, there were some good ones on this. There were some good ones. And the one you had on the previous one about people sneaking in and checking out Horse Nation all day long while they're at work. We have noticed that the number of people we have listening to the shows over the last 6 years at work have decreased dramatically. So I think bosses are starting to catch on to this. doing other things at work.
You're going to block our website.
Yes, I think Horse Nation is being blocked at a lot of employers.
I can totally see listening to Horses in the Morning at work. Absolutely. With some headphones, nobody will ever know.
I mean, you could be listening to music, right? And we're a lot more entertaining.
That's right.
Well, this is all can be found at horsenation.com is where you go. There was a ton more stuff that you guys posted last week. And you just have to go on and check it out, all the pretty pictures of babies and stuff. I mean, you just have to check it out. And then the 15 fabulous Hermes saddles. Ugh.
Yeah. Really cool. I would love to see the price tags on those. We've talked about Hermes on the air before. It's just ridiculous. ridiculous. That was, aren't they? They're the ones that were trying to sell the hoof picks for $260, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same ones. Yep. Same ones.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Leslie. We appreciate you joining us. HorseNation.com.
Sure thing. Have a great week.
All right. Take care, Leslie.
Bye. Hey.
Well,
oh
that,
my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm reading that Indian. Yeah, no, I didn't. But I'm reading the Indian Charlie thing.
Yeah.
did he talk about
the fight?
No, he didn't talk about the fight, but it's the article that created the fight. And
This
is hilarious, okay? This is hilarious. A quote. Dale Romans, being the classless fat ass that he is, spewed out profanity at Mike Maker, who was carrying a child in one arm and leading another. Mike Maker asked Dale Romans to refrain from that kind of talk in front of his kids. Roman used just that much more inappropriate languages, even though Mike Maker's barn crew had just done his NRA representative. It goes on ripping Dale Romans. If I was Dale Romans, I'd have punched this guy in the mouth too. Holy cow. I mean, it could be true, whatever, he probably deserved the fight. But this is crazy. The classless fat ass that he is. Well, he's not fat anymore because he lost all this weight and his pants fall down.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, take a listen to earlier in the show. It was one of the funniest stories of the weekend.
This is hilarious.
Now,
oh
this Indian guy, I mean, he's at least he's very clear that he doesn't have to report fact, because his tagline is, we never let the truth get in the way of a good story. So, I mean, he's being very clear and honest right up front.
The title of the article is Dale Romans, Racing's Watchdog Without the Watch.
So he's a sense of humor, this Indian guy.
Talks about him being late paying his speed bill, how he owed Keeneland money, and Keeneland was going to fine him, and blah. Oh, my gosh. This makes Dale Romans. They're like, and he shows up at the Dale Romans, who shows up at his barn at the crack of 9 a.m. daily, might want to start the That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Oh, you know, you got to be nice to everybody, because there's always, you never know who's going to write an article about you.
Well, tomorrow on the show, we are live and we are here with Emily of Ask the Equestrian with the monthly jumping episode. So you'll want to tune in then, and then we'll be back here on Wednesday. Because of the holiday this week, we are taking Friday off, and it's July 4th here in the United States. So we'll be taking Friday off and enjoying a long weekend, which means that Wednesday, instead of celebrity trivia, we are going to do Really Bad Ads. Because I think if we ever skipped Really Bad Ads, we'd have a revolt. So I think we'll do Really Bad Ads on Wednesday. I don't know. Can we do it on a Wednesday? I don't think we've ever done it on a Wednesday, so it might be difficult for Jamie and I.
It's going to be weird. It's going to be weird.
Yeah. It'll be strange. But so tomorrow morning, you want to join us live here at 9 a.m. Eastern at Horses in the Morning. We appreciate you being here today. You can, if you're at work and they're getting caught looking at things on your work computer, then download the app, and you can take a listen to the shows right over your phone. Just plug the headphones in. And go to the Horse Radio Network app on iOS or Android, download it, and just listen to the shows that way. You can sneak it in, and the IT department won't even know.
Okay, one more Indian Charlie thing. Okay. It's the top 10 reasons why you should go to Churchill Downs. And think of these as very, very, you know how all the press has been, how bad Churchill is about, you know, everybody was ripping Churchill after the Derby. Number four is, top 10 reasons why you should go to Churchill Downs. Now that the beers are up to $9.75 at Churchill, you don't see as many drunk people at the races.
$10 for a beer?
Oh, seriously, $10 for a beer.
That's more than you pay at the ballpark.
They're pretty close. Yeah, that's amazing. That is amazing. You never have to worry about running into anyone from Churchill Downs management while you're at the races.
I guess we can strike Churchill Downs off as an advertiser. Scratch right through that. Yep.
Oh, I don't
Charlie
think...
got This Indian Charlie guy sounds funny. We should get him on the show. Except
I know, right?
I'd have to have the beat button ready, I think.
I don't know if I want Indian Charlie to know about us. Really.
That's a good point. I don't get him because I'm reading some of the other stuff and it doesn't sound good. It does not sound good. So avoid this guy at all costs. Whew, this is nasty. Every article.
You don't
want to
be
like,
on his radar.
No, we do not.
All right, everybody. That's it for today. Have a terrific day. We'll see you all here tomorrow morning. See you, Jamie.
Spay, neuter, gallant. Everybody have a great day. I'm going to go. Let my husband test drive a dually.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that. I want pictures.
Ready.
Post it.
Okay. I will.
Go watch Blazing Saddles.